the Canadian Bitcoiners podcast is just two guys and maybe a guest or two discussing Bitcoin, Bitcoin equities, and the related macroeconomic space. It's not meant to be financial advice, so please, if you're doing any investing after listening to our program, do your own research, do your own due diligence, and understand that any money you invest can be lost. The show is meant for entertainment purposes only, and we hope you enjoy the program.
Hello, Bitcoiners, and welcome to another show where we do a wrap-up on Bitcoin miners and Bitcoin-related equities, all part of the CBP Media Network. And the past little while, it's been absolutely disastrous with respect to what's going on with the price of Bitcoin, impacting Bitcoin miners as well. This is all a result of FTX collapsing. Well, I want to talk about two different companies that may be also on the verge of collapse. And this will have drastic implications to Bitcoin miners. One being Silvergate and the other one being NYDIG. I'll be looking into each of these two companies in just a moment. So stick around because we'll be looking at this in a little bit more in depth. So we can't go any further without talking about the sponsor for today's show, which is ShakePay. It's a great place to buy and, of course, never sell your Bitcoin. And if you open up an account with ShakePay using our referral code below and you fund your account with $100 and buy $100 worth of Bitcoin or the competing altcoin they have on their platform, ShakePay is going to give you $10. No questions asked. Also, by using our code to open account, you unlock the ability to open up the app and shake your phone. And doing this, you'll be given partial Bitcoin known as Satoshis. Do this on consecutive days, you get more and more sats per day. To the point, if you do it for 365 straight days, you get 1,000 sats per day per shake. Not too bad. Another good way to stack sats is to use the ShakePay Visa card, where if you use that, you go out to buy anything like groceries or gas. Well, the first 5,000 you purchased, 2% are going to be rewarded back to you in Bitcoin. And beyond that, 1% will be rewarded to you in Bitcoin. So another good way to stack sats, and you could potentially get the whole purchase returned back to you in Bitcoin with the Shake Paid promotion. Also, they have the Shake Squads where you can team up with up to four other ShakePay users. Anytime anybody in a Shake Squad uses the ShakePay Visa card, everybody in a squad is going to be rewarded with 42 sats. And the last good way to stack sats with ShakePay is to use the Shake Earn. And just load up your ShakePay app with Canadian dollars. And at the end of the week, you're going to be given, based on how much you have in there in Canadian dollars, it's going to be given to you in Bitcoin. So right now they're running a promotion. I believe it's as low as 5% APY. What you keep inside your ShakePay account will be rewarded to you in Bitcoin up to $1,000. So many different ways to stack sats using ShakePay. We recommend you use it to buy Bitcoin. I use it. And if you haven't yet done so, open up an account with our referral code below. All right, so with the formalities out of the way, let's get hashing. So before I go any further, I just want to say that I hope I'm wrong with my assessment here because, well, I see here that there's these two big companies that if any of them or both of them fall, it's going to have some real problems with the Bitcoin community as a whole and also Bitcoin miners. So with that being said, I just want to say that there is some smoke here and obviously behind that smoke, maybe a fire. Really, I'm just connecting dots, trying to raise it to your attention what I see here. I could be totally wrong in my assessment. I hope I am, but let's take a look. This is an article that came out from bankingdive.com, and it lists a number of CEOs that left within this field, or not just CEOs, executives in this field that left in the past few months. And you can see why, number one, I'm going to have some issues with NYDIG, because they have a couple of people on this list here from NYDIG. And you can see SBF from FTX got the boot November 11th, and he was the CEO and co-founder of FTX. Nothing new here. Everybody's well aware of this. Also listed on the list on this list here is the chief risk officer from Genesis, Michael Patchen, and he left on October 20th. And just today, we got some news about Genesis that they may be insolvent, some real problems going on over there. So he left before this all took place, but he must have been aware it was getting down to this point where they are no longer able to do business. Also, we have the CFO from OpenSea, Brian Roberts, and OpenSea and NFTs in general, they're just absolutely horrendous in terms of holding onto their value. So another person that just was jettisoned. The chief strategy officer and co-founder of Celsius, S. Daniel Leon, left October 4th. We know what happened with Celsius. It went tits up not too long before he left the company. So some more red flags here. Another one. Well, here we go. Robert Gutman. He's the CEO of NYDIG. He left October 3rd. Also on the same date, Yan Zhao. He was the president of NYDIG, left on October 3rd. Why did both of them leave? Very recently, two very prominent people in NYDIG on the same day. I'm not sure, but let's take a look a little bit further. Before I even look into NYDIG, another CEO that left, Alex Mashinsky from Celsius. This is pretty well known, but Celsius went tits up and Mashinsky got the boot. Brett Harrison left FTX US on September 27th. Was he aware of what was going to come down the pipe? I don't know, but again, you can just see there's red flags here. And Ashwin Prithipal, and he left Voyager Digital. He was a CFO. He quit on September 23rd, and Voyager Digital took a kick to the teeth not too long ago, and they were insolvent. So, and the last one I want to note here, August 24th, Sam Trabuco left. He was the co-CEO of Alameda Research. So as you can see, lots and lots of people, executives in these crypto companies, they left either just before they failed or after they left. Included in that list were two from NYDIG. Well, let's take a look what I see even further here. So NYDIG last year, they raised $1 million in a funding round. That was December of 2021. So this was kind of at the very, very, just after the peak of Bitcoin, the price in terms of everything that's going on with Bitcoin. So this was the absolute peak in the valuation of NYDIG as well. And with that $1 billion that they raised, it gave their company a valuation of $7 billion. It seems very similar to what FTX got too. I'm not trying to make similarities here, but I'm just trying to say, look, the fact that they raised the money doesn't mean that their company is worth that, depending on how they do business moving forward. In fact, they also raised some more money just this year. It was actually noted last month that they raised another $720 million. That's not an insignificant amount of money, and they said this was done during a bear market, which is, in my opinion, that's pretty darn respectable. It's a very difficult situation to be in and to raise that money. It's, you know, it's good for them. But what I'm trying to spell here, is lay out here, is that they have raised the money, hopefully that they do the right thing with it. And I'm going to try to indicate what's going on with the company. So they've raised the money. We have an valuation of up to $7 billion. Well, let's see what's going to happen with the company moving forward. And what happened just last month, it was reported that NYDIG cut 33% of their workforce. That is generally not a sign of a company that is in good health financially. So it's being reported here that they slashed their workforce by about 33%. This was days before the company replaced two executives last month, including the CEO that have declared, and they also declared their balance sheet was strong. We've heard that tune before. So of this, roughly 110 employees were informed of the layoffs, and this was done on September 22nd. And it done this layoff and reduction of the workforce with the intention of lowering the overhead and refocus its business direction. This came just the same time, roughly the same time, that their CEO and co-founder Robert Gutman and their president Yan Zhao, which I mentioned earlier, they left and they were then relocated to their parent company of Stone Ridge Holdings Group. It's also noted here that NYDIG is saying that at the time, the Bitcoin trading broker said the company was tracking for record revenue sales up 130% in the first half of 2022. Seems good on the surface, but you know what? It's been a bear market, a really, really deep and hurtful bear market in the past little while. It's hurting a lot of people very deeply. So I don't care what's going on in the first half of this year, the second half and beyond, that's going to really dictate what's going to happen to NYDIG. So to watch them cut their workforce by 33% and to see their CEO and co-founder plus the president be jettisoned, that is a telling sign. And I also mentioned earlier that they raised around $720 million. It's been noted that they also purchased around 10,000 Bitcoin. This was 2 years ago. I forgot to note this earlier on. So at the time they purchased this, this was worth $115 million. So they did make a profit off this, even if they didn't sell to date. But every day that passes, the profit on this gets dwindled more and more and more. So it was a good purchase, but let's see what they do with it. And this is money that they had that is tied up in a purchase. And are they going to use this for leverage? Or are they just going to hold on to it? This is something we really just do not know. And here's where things get really tricky. NYDIG was responsible for setting up a loan to Stronghold Digital Mining, which has been having a horrendous year. And it all started earlier in 2022 when they reported that they were not able to meet their hash rate guidance or hash rate totals for this year. So it was just reported just not too long ago that Stronghold Digital, they fully extinguished a loan that they had. So they got some debt from NYDIG, $67.4 million. And they did so, they extinguished this debt by returning approximately 26,000 Bitcoin miners back to NYDIG. Now, the equipment that they're returning, let's be perfectly honest, NYDIG is getting this equipment, this is great, but it's also bad at the same time. The equipment itself has been depreciated significantly since they got it, not just because of the fact it's been used, but also the fact the whole Bitcoin mining market, the ASIC market, the bottom has fallen out from it because the price of Bitcoin's gone down, the network difficulty's gone up, the price of energy's gone up everywhere, so it's less lucrative to buy ASIC's equipment. So NYDIG is now, they're bag holders of equipment that has been devalued significantly. What are they going to do with this? I do not know, but they're going to probably sell this on pennies for the dollar, and that's a sad thing for them to do. That's a huge chunk of money, $67.4 million to be specific. So yeah, that's problem number one I see. And this is where things get really interesting. Iris Energy just came out very recently that they are going to face default claim on $103 million loan. This is equipment loan. $103 million coupled with the earlier loan of $67 million. We're talking some serious money here that NYDIG is going to be the ones that are holding the bag. It says the Bitcoin mining firm Iris Energy is facing claims from its lender alleging that it has defaulted on $103 million of equipment loans held by two special purpose vehicles. Who provided these loans? It says the loans appear to be from troubled lender NYDIG. The two loans in question, which as of September 30th had principal amounts of $32 million and $71 million, are secured by 1.6 exahash per second and 2.0 exahash per second of mining machines. So everything is collateralized by the ASICs equipment, which has since devalued significantly. The debt is held by two wholly owned non-recourse SPVs, meaning in the event of default, the lender will not be able to seize any of Iris Energy assets other than the collateral, which is the equipment that has devalued. That is going to be very troubling for NYDIG. It's a lot of money that they're going to really figure out what to do moving forward. I don't know what's going to happen if they could work something out with Iris Energy. Similarly with Stronghold Digital, that ship has sailed, but at least Iris Energy, they can maybe work something out. But for the time being, man, it's looking really bad for NYDIG. And if you think things are going to get any better, heck no. This is another loan that they have established with Argo Blockchain. And I talked about Argo's demise in the past little while. They may not be around for the next few months. And NYDIG loaned Argo $70 million to buy mining rigs. Again, here's another story where they have used that money to buy equipment. If Argo goes tits up, what's going to happen with this loan? Is NYDIG going to be able to repossess the equipment, which has been devalued significantly? If so, what position does that leave NYDIG in? In not very good position. That's another $70 million out the door, and they're probably going to get pennies on a dollar for it. An absolute disaster. And the last NYDIG story I want to bring to your attention is, this was from a few months back when NYDIG, they loaned out $35 million to CleanSpark, and this was an equipment-backed debt. That seems to be the way they do business. They loan out equipment and equipment that they loan out money, and the equipment is going to be used as collateral for that. And so that's really not a problem with this particular story, because I think CleanSpark is in a much better position than their peers, and they'll be able to pay off this debt. So I'm not trying to say this is a bad move by NYDIG. It's just, more than anything, I'm just trying to highlight how neck deep they are with Bitcoin miners out there. And a lot of Bitcoin miners out there, they're struggling. Let's be honest, the price of Bitcoin is, it's been in a tank for the past little while, and the hash rate going up and the cost of electricity going up as well. So it's creating this perfect storm for being problematic to mine Bitcoin. Plus debt is more costly to carry. And a lot of these Bitcoin miners, they leverage themselves up to their necks during the bull market. NYDIG is now in this position where they have loaned out so much money, and as these Bitcoin miners, they fail, they're left, they have no money, they just collect the collateral that they've loaned the money against. And that collateral is the ASICs equipment. I mentioned it so many times in the past few minutes. It's been devalued. What are they going to do with this? I do not know. If they do too many of these loans and it turn out to be sour, NYDIG cannot stay in business. Eventually, it's going to have to go tits up. If it happens, I'm not exactly sure. I'm just trying to connect dots here. So maybe I'm wrong with my assessment. But I'd love to hear your thoughts if you also think that there may be some problems here. But when I see them laying off a third of their workforce, when I see their president and their CEO jump ship, and when I see a lot of these loans go belly up, it's too many red flags. And you know, a few of them, fine, you could let slide. But then you just throw all of them in there, and then you throw in the Argo and the Iris Energy and a Stronghold Digital and so many more. Well, we got a problem here. And I don't think NYDIG is going to be able to weather this storm. And it's going to be more compounded as this bear market continues moving forward. I don't think we're going to get out of this next little while, NFA. But I could be totally wrong with that. So love to hear your thoughts. Are you equally as concerned about NYDIG as I am? If they go belly up, is it going to be something that you are shocked about? For me, I wouldn't. I'd be disappointed, but shocked? Heck no. And the second and last story is about Silvergate. It's another institutional lender. And although I'm not too concerned about them yet, I mean, I still do have some concerns. The reason being, I don't have the same amount of concern I do with NYDIG is I don't have enough information about them. But still, there are some red flags here we have to look at. And maybe somebody out there would have some more information than I do. So number one, you could look at their stock price. It took an absolute pounding in the past little while. So last month, it was sitting around $71, $72. And now it's around just a little bit over $30. And that's horrendous. And this is a result of what happened with FTX. There were some questions to do if Silvergate had some exposure to FTX. Initially, Silvergate didn't give any explanation, but eventually they did. And they said that they have no exposure to them, and that caused some that caused their stock to rebound. But still, in the span of 1 month, their stock price has gone down more than 50%. So obviously, investors out there, they have some real concerns with Silvergate. So I'm not the only one. As people out there that actually are willing to bet their own money on this company, they pulled out, and it helped drive down the stock price significantly. So my concern is the exposure that they have to these Bitcoin mining companies. And you can look at two stories here. In fact, you can call them one story because it's with the same company. But it still goes to show you how much money that they were and probably still are willing to lend out to Bitcoin mining companies. Last year, that they came out and said that they issued a $100 million line of credit. $100 million is a significant amount to the company Marathon Digital. And well, I talked about Marathon in depth, the fact that their location in Hardin, Montana was rug pulled due to a severe storm, and then they were struggling to find location to have their equipment go back online, and they found Compute North to host their equipment, then Compute North went bankrupt. So Marathon and you know, they have some real problems. Plus, there's an investigation with the SEC on top of all this. So it just seems like problem after problem after problem with Marathon. But they raised, were issued a $100 million line of credit with Silvergate. And then they decided to double up earlier this year, and from $100 million to $200 million as of July of this year, 2022. So as you can see, Marathon has a very large line of credit, and this is with Silvergate. And Silvergate, they're willing to lend out this money to Bitcoin mining companies. I don't know. I mean, that seems to be something which works well in a bull market, but we are in a bear market, so that's something to be concerning. So those are the concerns I have to do with Silvergate. And as you can see, being an institutional lender to Bitcoin mining companies during a bear market, it's not the best position to be in, because there could be some defaults on these loans, and if there are, Silvergate's going to be one holding the bag. It's too bad. So, and another thing is, I just want to point out is the stock price dropped tremendously in the past little while, very, very short period of time, less than a month. So, obviously, I'm not the only one that sees concerns with them. Is people that are investors, they pulled out en masse, and the stock price has plummeted quite a bit. And if this continues to be done moving forward, it's going to be so much more problematic for Silvergate to keep their investors happy, to keep potential investors on board. It's going to be a real problem. So I don't know. I see some smoke here. There may be some fire. Maybe not as challenging a position as NYDIG, but I certainly wouldn't be surprised to see if something drastic happens to this company for them to declare insolvency or bankruptcy. I don't know. And anything is possible in this market. Well, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. And I know I talked about two companies that are not directly involved with Bitcoin mining, but indirectly they are. So either of these two companies fail, well, it's going to have negative implications to Bitcoin miners out there. And before I sign off, just want to make sure that you're aware that I'm not shilling financial advice and I am not a financial advisor. So make sure whatever you do some research. Don't invest anything I talk about because you just will get wrecked if you do so. So with that, take care.